Hey, this is Kyle Eidelman from Southeast Christian Church, and I want to thank you for listening to the message today. As we open up the scriptures together, I pray that this message inspires you, challenges you, and is the right word at just the right time in your life. Enjoy the message.
Well, hey, family, here we are, week four in our summer series, In Real Life. And it has been a blast just diving through the book of Colossians. If you've been following with us, we've just been trying to be genuine and real about how do we find the real life in the real Jesus. You know, Jesus makes a lot of claims about giving us a fullness and giving us more hope and more faith and more relationships. He wants to give us something so real and so good. So how do we do that? So week one, we kind of talked about, listen, you're never going to find real life until you start chasing the real Jesus. Here's how we said it. You can't find real life chasing the fake Jesus. And so we leaned into what does that look like. Second, we just talked about, I have seen the real Jesus and finding real life. What's real is we stumble, we fall, we run into roadblocks. We have barriers that are trying to keep us from that real life. But here's the thing, it's too important to get sidelined. It's too important to stop. We've got to keep pushing through so that we can step into that fullness that he offers, and he will help us do it. Week three, just last week, Terrence gave a good word just about embracing the life that we are made for. How do we step out of the old and step into the new? And so if I'm being honest, here we are, week four, and it might be my favorite week. And the reason is because today we get to talk about what do you do with that real life? Because the reality is, and it's what I think many of you have learned, is that when you start to taste that kind of real life, you start to walk in that real life, you start to see the obstacles and the barriers and the addictions and the chains that he's gotten you through so that he could give you the kind of fullness in Christ that you're made for. You taste that and something inside you says, man, everybody's got to know this. I like the point of chapter four of Colossians is now that I have it, what do I do with it? And I think what we're going to lean into is that Paul would say, it's time to share it. It's time to give it away. It's time to find the people that God's put in your life and give them that real life. And so here's how he's going to do that. In Colossians chapter 4, he's going to say, verse 2, he's going to say, listen, here's what I need y'all to do. Y'all ready for this? You got that real life? You're tasting it? You're feeling it? You may not be perfect. You might be in some barriers, but you're leaning in. You're trusting that he's going to do that in you. Here's what I need you to do. He says, first of all, I need you to devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And so just pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I'm in chains. Verse 4, pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. He says, listen, the gospel's got to be clear. It's got to be simple. I can't make it about a bunch of things that it's not. It's about the grace of Jesus and the power in Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus. I've got to make it clear. He says, verse 5, be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. He says, outsiders is not like it's not those people. Don't take it like that. Outsiders is like, look, I got a group of people that we've just decided in real life to live that life. We have to have real community. In real life, you have real relationships with other people that are pursuing Jesus. That's how that works. We talked about that earlier. And we just says in the midst of that, anybody outside of that little tribe that's all in pursuing Jesus are these other people around you that God's been planting in your life. He says, so just be wise and how you act towards them and make the most of every opportunity. Again, let your conversation with those people, man, let it be always full of grace. What's that mean? Like, well, just everything that you do, just that you are literally, I love the way the gospel talks about it, literally as if God were making his appeal through you, that this is the life that Jesus offers. It's not judgment, it's just grace. And he says, season with salt. You got to make sure that there's truth in there, but salt has this other thing. Salt gives things flavor. And he just says, so listen, it's got to be seasoned with salt. You got to have a little flavor in your life. You can't be so dull. Like literally Jesus, one of my favorite things that it says about Jesus, and I think it's in the context of why so many lost people loved him, is it says the Old Testament prophecy about him was that he would be given or anointed with joy above his companions. He's had so much life in him and joy in him. He says, you got to season with salt so that you may know how to answer everyone. So I'm just going to break it down really fast. And I know that's a lot. And I want to make sure that maybe when you walk away today, that you can start to take that real life that God's given you and find new ways to share it. So he starts with this. He says, since you've been given fullness of God, here's what I want you to do. I want you to be devoted to prayer. I want you to be devoted to it. We get locked up in prayer because A, we don't think we're good at it, and we're in it, and our prayers don't sound like somebody else, which you just got to get over that, man. But then second of all, we always think that prayer is locked up in some tiny little room that where it's tucked away and we got to fold our hands, and that's just not how it works. Prayer has got to be this eyes open continual thing. And it's, he just says, listen, I want you to start walking through your day praying. Praying for what? Praying for opportunities. I want you to pray before you go into the gym. That, you know what, God, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to work out, I'm going to have the headphones in, but God, I just pray. If there's somebody that's on your heart, I just want to see it. I want to start a new friendship. I want to say hi. It might be simple. It might be simple, just like prayer can be simple. Sometimes our first conversations with people that we want to share life with, share the real life of Jesus with, it's not like dive in and go to the depths and you have this big thing. Wait till your friends, man. Like, just have a simple conversation with them. How are you doing? Tell me about your kids. What's going on in your life? Just be a friend. Jesus was one of my favorite things about him. He's just a friend of sinners. So it says, listen, not only do I want you to pray, because when you start praying, this is reality, when you start praying before you go into the grocery store, when you start praying before you go into that family gathering, when you start praying when you go before you go into work, you're going to start recognizing that God is planting opportunities for you to share that real life that's inside of you. And he just says, listen, when that happens, you're going to start recognizing that life isn't random, that life is full of opportunities. And in those opportunities, he just says, listen, I want you to recognize, first, I want you to pray. Second of all, I want you to make the most of those opportunities. He says, listen, so when you pray, you're going to look for the open doors. But when the open door comes, I don't want you to pass it by. I don't want you to see an opportunity and then kind of skip by. I want you to make the most of it. I want you to lean into that. So again, when some of us hear about, you know, really sharing Christ with somebody and making the most of every opportunity, we think of these complex conversations, and we're going to be answering questions about faith and the universe and the eternal goodness of God and all that stuff. And he just says, I just want to kind of pop that bubble for you. I don't know that that's what he's asking initially. We might get to that, but if we get to that, all you have to do is be you the whole time. He just says this, verse 6, here's what I mean. I mean, let your conversation be full of grace. Isn't that simple? Like, I just want you to carry my tone in conversations. Like, not reactive, not mean-spirited, but literally, when they talk to you, you're just going to have this. Again, we talked about when you have that kind of fullness, if I bump you, what's going to spill out? That when they bump into you in conversation, that grace just keeps popping out. It says literally seasoned with salt, meaning that it has two things. It has flavor, or salt is also kind of compared with truth. But he just says, listen, seasoned with salt, a season with truth, so that you may know how to answer everyone. So I remember kind of on the driveway of one of the houses that my wife and I used to live, talking to just a close friend of mine. And I could tell that Jesus was doing something in his life. And I've been praying, God, would you give me an opportunity? And I feel like I'm bad at this, but I just would love for you to do something. And then all of a sudden, I start finding these opportunities. So now we have kind of struck up a friendship, and we do kind of know each other's kids, and our families are kind of connected. And now he's sitting on the end of my street, and we're just kind of talking. And so here's the thing. I just want to make the most of that, right? Like, I just, God, if this is your open door for this person that I love, and I do, man, I love him, I love his kids, I want him to taste the real life that you've given me. So God, I just want to make the most of this. And so in the process of that, he just starts asking questions, and he starts asking questions, and in my tone, I'm just going, well, you know, let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about his kindness. Let me tell you about what he's done to me. And he's like, man, wait. And so I just start asking him, tell me about what you think. And he starts kind of telling me about the cosmos and the questions that he has, and can there be a really God? And we just sit there at the end. And I don't know that I ever said the right thing, but every answer, I try to just be honest, just be genuine. He would ask questions I don't know. I just say, I don't know. But in that conversation, I think that's what it looks like to have salt and to have flavor and to have truth. Everything I said was true. Even when I said, I don't know, at least that's true, right? But he just says, I want you to know how to answer everyone. So I love what 1 Peter 3:15 says, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. And most people stop there and they're like, man, I've got to know the answers to everything. And then but I don't want you to miss this last line. He just says, but do this with gentleness and respect. He says, in your hearts, you got to remember that Jesus is Lord. That means that you need to understand that Jesus wants that person that's been playing your life. He wants them back to himself more than you do. I remember I've talked to people before and they're like, man, I just wish God would act on behalf of my family. I wish he would act on behalf of my neighbor. And sometimes we can start thinking or feeling that we care more about it than he does. And I just want to tell you, you don't. I don't. He so desperately wants them to taste the real life of knowing him. But in the process, there's a relationship that needs to be formed. And we're gonna have to be prepared. It means when I start seeing, you know, when I start seeing this conversation frame up and they're asking some questions and I say, you know what, man, I don't know the answer. I go back inside and I dig into God's word and I ask a few friends. I'm like, man, my friend was asking this. I didn't have any answers. And so all of a sudden, what am I doing? I'm preparing myself to give an answer to my friend so they'll know that I have a reason for the hope that I have. And I'm doing it with gentleness and respect. And I love Paul's heart for making sure that this real life that we've been given is the real life that at the end that we understand if we have been giving a gift like that, we've got to share it. I mean, literally, the only thing greater than experiencing God's love to us, true story, is experiencing God's love through us. And I want to challenge you as we finish up this In Real Life series. And let me just say it like this. If any of you have found that Jesus is who he says he is, if you found that he has offered you real life, that he has pulled you out of darkness, and he has the words of the gospel, and he's transported you into the kingdom of light, and if you've gotten new friendships, and if you've leaned into his word, and you've leaned into prayer, and you've leaned into getting to know him, and something has been happening to you, you've been changing, been transforming, then I just want to tell you this, that thing that is being done in you, God wants to use through you, so that more people can taste and know and come out of the lies and came out of fake and come out of emptiness and step into hope and real, genuine, transformative, powerful relationships. But it starts with you. If I'm being honest, friend, a lot of us have spent a life experiencing this real life. Very few, if the stats are true, and I don't want to assume those stats are true about you, very few people anymore are sharing that real life in a real way. And some of it is because you're afraid of what they're going to think. You're afraid of what they're of how they're going to feel. You don't know what to say. And so I just want to give you something really simple today. I think that God has done something in you because he wants to use you to share that with somebody else. And I think it's this easy. I don't think you have to be all the way through it. I don't think you have to be past all the barriers. I think you literally, and this would be true in the gospel, the minute you start finding out about who Jesus is, you can already share it, even when you don't know everything. But let me just give you something that I think what Paul would say to you. Number one, I just want to say to you, if you want to get better at sharing the real life that Jesus has given through you and you really want people to taste it, the number one, instead of just trying and giving all your effort, number one, just pray. I know it sounds so simple, but let me put it like this. Before you head into wherever you're heading, when you get up for work and you already have sports radio on, I'm just gonna ask, can you just turn sports radio off for just a hot minute and just say, Lord, I'm heading into work and I'm asking you, would you allow me today to just, even if it's simply, to just share with somebody the real life that you're giving me? I just want somebody else to know it. Second of all, I want you to make the most of every opportunity. You start praying, you're gonna step into opportunities, and those opportunities are gonna freak you out. So I just wanna say this. Before you get freaked out and go packing and run back inside because somebody's asked something hard, I just want you to know this. God knows what's on your mind. He knows what's in your heart. He knows the answers you don't have. And I'm just telling you this. Just be honest. Make the most. Give grace. Give love. Give the fact that you don't know the answers yet, but you would love to figure that out with them. Give them an honest, make the most, build a relationship, give them your love and your eyes, make the most of every opportunity. And then lastly, I just want to encourage you, that you have been given salt, you've been given light, and that God is longing for you to step into their lives and to help them take steps towards Jesus. And so you have been given real life. I have been given real life. My challenge for you literally this week, don't tuck that away and go, oh, I really needed that right now. Here's what I'm asking. Today, tomorrow, could you share that real life that Jesus has been given to you? Could you share that with somebody else? It's not rocket science. Pray about it. Look for an opportunity. Step into that opportunity. Salt and light. Be the flavor. Let's help other people experience the real life Jesus has given us.
I'm Robert Miller, and
I'm Gloria Miller.
And we are the Millers. So, we live in Belen, New Mexico. We never thought we would find ourselves here. And I think when we got out of the Army, we thought that we were going to, that God would send us to Minnesota or something like that. But the uniqueness is that God sent us here for a purpose. Growing up, I didn't have faith in anything except survival. I was not a good person. I was a womanizer going into the military. She was a Christian, and I can't tell you how much the walk of a Christian to me and to a lot of people is more important than the witnessing. And so through that, I found Christ and accepted Christ. Through 30 years of marriage in June, this woman has stood beside me through all my stumbles and all my faults.
And I haven't killed him.
And she hasn't killed me. We tried to find churches, but we couldn't find a church at the time that fit what we believed or what we knew at the time. And so we just had church inside our house at a we had a missionary that was there, and she would come over and she would, lead in praise and worship or in a Bible study. So I just started looking online for Bible studies. And one of the first ones that popped up is Not a Fan by Kyle. And I'm like, well, let's see what this is about. So I ordered the book and I started reading it. And I'm like, oh, no, we're doing this one. This is cool.
Thing.
It was awesome.
And
then it just kept going from Not a Fan to God's at War to, Aha. We did about every one that we could find by Kyle.
We had been watching Southeast Online, since they first started. And then they started talking about joining small groups. And dude came back with the perfect group for us. Oh my goodness, we love them, we love them, we love them. It's home, it's home. And we were growing in it.
To us, that's what the church family is about, is getting connected with the people on our group are from everywhere. Yeah, and it's so neat. We were part of the Christian Motorcycle Association. Yeah, and so we would go out and we would, I had gone out with a bunch of other motorcyclists one day, and we went to different veteran places, and we prayed, for the hospitals, outside the hospitals. We gave up our membership to that, but I still had a heart for bikers. I mean, everything that we have done in Southeast so far since, I started, has fallen in line. So here's the Unqualified series. The last few where it's a one at a time, and that's really in biker ministry what it's about. You go out and you try and reach one person at a time, and then you hope that person's gonna reach one person at a time, and you're gonna keep moving on. Yeah, it's equipped me a bunch to go out and talk to these people. And I've had a lot of outlaw bike gangs of five and be like, who are you? And then I'm like, I'm a Christian biker. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And it leaves that opening for you to do what we call bike blessings, to go over there and say, hey, can I pray for you guys? And can I pray for your journey and where you're going and your motorcycles for safety? and they're open to it. But I'm here to love on you. I'm here to pray for you. I'm here to, you know, pull alongside you as a brother and sister in the biker family and just try and be that witness in how I walk towards them.
Thanks for listening. If today's message made you realize you need to take your next step with Jesus, we would love to help you with that. You can connect with us on any of our social media platforms throughout the week or visit our website at southeastchristian.org. And if you want to hear more content like this, you can check out our sermons podcast or our One at a Time podcast. Both can be found everywhere podcasts are available. Have a great week.